You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. One of the scariest threats to California's water and agriculture infrastructure isn't a future drought. It isn't the big twin tunnels project either. It's a huge 20-pound swamp rat with bright yellow teeth. Nutria. These big rodents have destroyed levees in Louisiana, converted wetlands to open water in the Chesapeake Bay, and earlier this spring, they were detected in California, in the Central Valley. Over the past few months, they've been multiplying and making their way to the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. And the Delta, with its thousands of miles of waterways and levees, is essential to California's water supply. Nutria could put all of that at risk. So as KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston found out, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife quickly formed a team to stop the nutria in their tracks.
I don't think they know we're here yet. So as we come up on the rim of the pond here, just keep scanning that opposite side. Do you see where there's dark spots in the tule, little dark pockets? Those are their beds. Yeah, you see him scratching himself right there.
Sean McCain didn't even know what a nutria was before he applied for a job as the state's only nutria biologist.
Yeah. We're going to keep watching to see if what the nutria do. Oh, yeah. I think there's one swimming around.
He's fresh out of grad school and learned about them when he was listening to a podcast about conservation a few months ago. Now, he spends his days in the Central Valley, sneaking quietly around marshland, looking for nutria.
There. You see that?
Oh, in
yeah.
the...
Yeah, he's scratching himself. There he is. Oh. Oh, there he goes.
Sean first saw a family of nutria here 2 weeks ago. Since then, he's been coming back to this spot near Snelling off the Merced River almost every day to spy on these guys. He's noticed something else, too.
I've been watching the vegetation actually recede away from the middle of the pond.
Nutria can eat up to 25% of their body weight in one day. They munch on the roots of green duckweeds, cattails, and tule reeds. If they clear-cut an entire marsh like this one, they put all the birds and frogs and other species that depend on it at risk.
So the nutria are eating, like, this is pond has changed rapidly because
of just in the last few weeks, yeah. They've been feeding in this pond pretty significantly. On camera, we've got at least one family unit, potentially multiple family units.
Because they like to burrow, nutria can erode the land around these swamps. They can even destroy levees. The nutria problem is potentially so big that Fish and Wildlife is pulling staff from all over the state to train in nutria eradication. That's why today, Sean's joined by two fisheries biologists from the Sacramento area.
Just yeah, watch your step. Takes a while to get your marsh legs.
At another pond, Sean and the team haven't seen any nutria in the flesh, so they're setting up a wildlife camera to see if they can capture them on tape and creating a feeding platform within the camera's range.
If there is a nutria in that area, we want it on that camera because we don't want to be missing anything.
I join the team as they wade into chest-deep water and yank reeds out of the marsh and put bait on a wooden platform. That bait? Sweet potatoes. One guy cuts bright orange slices to lure the nutria. Merced County is the sweet potato capital of California. Farmers have donated barrels because they're worried about nutria's looming threat to the entire ag industry.
And we try to make it visually appealing that will hopefully attract nutria to the platform so we can get them on camera.
Looks beautiful.
Doesn't that look nice? Don't you want to sit up there and just start gnawing on some potatoes?
Sean does this kind of work all day long, trying to get eyes on nutria, assessing habitat, checking cameras. When we get back to the car, he plugs in an SD card from one of the wildlife cameras into his laptop, and we watch.
I have to get a little shade or something. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Those are adult nutria, and that one just stole our sweet potato.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Yep. So it looks like two adults to me, and that looked like it could have been the pups moving up. There are the pups. So it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's a sixth one moving up into the view. Yep.
They're there.
Now that the team's confirmed a big family of nutria in this swamp, they'll send in trappers who will set traps all over the area to start to eradicate this population one by one. It's part of a larger eradication plan taking place at the Nutria Incident Command Center at an old hunting check station near Los Banos.
So this is a runway trap.
Greg Gerstenberg holds down the fort here. He's the incident command chief for the Nutria Task Force. He's showing me the different traps they have in this huge metal shed out back.
An animal comes in and it walks through and it shuts.
On the walls of the command center, huge maps of the Central Valley and Delta are covered with pink and yellow and blue dots, showing where nutria have been spotted and where fish and wildlife suspect they'll be. These maps help people like Sean determine where to set cameras and traps, and it tells them when they should pull their scarce resources from one area and move to another, like the vulnerable Delta.
So our goal is to keep them out of the Delta, to protect the levees, the wetlands of the Delta, and try to get them when they're still in this marginal habitat.
If the nutria start breeding there in large numbers, they could erode levees and compromise the state's water infrastructure and farmland. If fish and wildlife can't stop them in time,
ag farmers would probably start to see their effect along the edges of wherever there's water. Canal systems would have burrows into the canals and the potential to affect their integrity of the canals.
Greg hadn't even heard of nutria a year ago. When a trapper unintentionally caught one while he was looking for beaver, he called up Greg.
And said, hey, I think I trapped a nutria. And I was thinking at the time, what's a nutria?
So he Googled it and had the guy bring it in and they did an autopsy.
And it was a pregnant female. So we knew that this wasn't the only one. There had to be at least one more out there.
Turns out, nutria can have up to 200 babies a year. So Greg had to get on it fast. 7 months in, they're still learning on the job and training dozens of other state employees every month who come to this command center to learn the basics, like how to identify one.
This is our freezer of where we store animals. That was something found on the road, so.
In the deep freeze out back, Greg rummages around for frozen nutria. And
here we have a nutria.
He pulls out nutria heads with giant orange buck teeth and bottles of their urine, helpful for trapping. They're keeping these for training, and so they can give some to other departments to taxidermy and display in their offices. Say, if a farmer wanted to come and see what one looked like.
Let me pull another one out. So if you can kind of, and you're mentally picture it, but you can see the tail is a round tail, partially little tiny short stubby fur, looks more like a rat tail. The feet, if you can see on this one here, it has webbing between most of the toes, but no webbing between the outer toe.
They're also looking to how other states have dealt with the problem. Louisiana's offering a bounty to hunters to counter their out-of-control nutria problem. Greg's modeling California's efforts off of Chesapeake Bay's.
Where they had nutria, and they have successfully eradicated them.
Greg hopes by the time he retires in 5 years, there won't be any nutria in California. And while he thinks there are thousands out there right now, and a new breeding population was just found in the Delta, he tells me they've only caught 299. As I begin to pack up my things, a fish and wildlife trapper walks into the command center.
Anything? You got one.
Finally.
300. Okay. That's 300.
Yeah. I reported it.
Your number
from the
300.
Phone.
You get
That's
a
right.
T-shirt or something.
All right.
Number 300. An ominous milestone. But next month, once they start surveying the Delta, Greg thinks that number could double. In Los Banos, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
Angela is KELW's environment reporter. You can reach her at environment@kelw.org.